Good evening. This is Legends International. This is Philippe Harari. Thank you for joining me. If you're somewhere in the Palm Beach County in South Florida, then you're picking this up perhaps on 100.3 FM radio. If not, you must be smart enough to have a fan or a friend or someone who told you about the Legends Radio app, and that's how you're tuning in right there on your phone. Either way, I thank you. And thank you to those of you that send me these wonderful emails. I very much appreciate it. Thanks for all the requests and the lovely notes. You can reach me directly at international@legendsradio.com, international@legendsradio.com. This is, as I say, Legends International. I assemble for you terrific examples of how the American style and spirit, when delivered in song, is voraciously adapted and absorbed by the rest of the world. Our music is not just American music, it's become the world's music. And anywhere that my wife and I are lucky enough to live and travel and work, that's all they want is American music. This is the case in France, where we are now, the south of France. And by coincidence, our home village, which is Tourette-sur-Loup, a few minutes from St. Paul-de-Vence, if you know where that is, I went and attended. My saxophonist was part of a different group, a quintet, and they were playing a Quincy Jones tribute, and it was just fabulous. There were people in the audience that knew way more about Quincy Jones than I ever did. But we'll have more about our weekend and our travels and some of the incredible music we faced over the last week or so. And you can be very excited because my beauty, my wife, Bobby Ray, happens to be around and is going to join me in a few minutes once she puts the glass of rosé down. We'll hope. Let's see. You know, she's trying to catch up to me. Bobby Ray will join me. But we're going to start with London, England, Hyde Park, and people from all around Europe, including my cousins from Milan, flying into London to capture a singular event, and that is, from New York, Billy Joel, performing one of his great concerts in Hyde Park, outside, live, everybody standing up, no seats, just an endless crowd of people, and everybody singing every word along with him. This crowd is jacked. You find me something more fun than this. This is just about as fun as it gets. His first song, always starting with My Life, and listen to this crowd. We're here in Europe, and they know every word. Billy Joel in London.
Friend used to be new folks. He said he couldn't go on the American way. Pulled the shop, sold the house, bought a ticket to the West Coast. Now the game's in the stand-up routine. Speak your mind, but now
Hyde Park in London, yeah. Everybody joining in. Mm-hmm. I love when we perform that. I pretty much choose to sing that just so I can watch you dance.
No. Uh-huh. I love to dance to it.
What's up next?
Oh, what we have is Dove Jack.
Who's Jack?
Oh, it's Hit the Road Jack, right. But in Italiano.
Right?
And speaking of the man who made this famous is Ray Charles, which he also is well known for, Georgia on My Mind.
Mm.
And we do have Georgia on our minds.
We do.
Yes, we do. That's my mom, Georgia Bella.
Happy birthday, Mama Bella.
Happy birthday, Mom, from the south of France. We love you. Miss you.
Dove Jack.
Dove
stupido fingere tanto, non voglio più credere nel mio destino, di lei mi scorderò, quegli occhi più guardare non so.
Che fai, dove vai, niente? Lo sai che mi vuole ancora, 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 ancora. Dove vai, niente? Se dormi ti vuole ancora. Sono lei, ti mette la febbre in cuore.
Non ditemi di crederle davvero, non potrei, lei non ricorda più questo amor. Perché ritornasse dovrò soffrire, sarà meglio vivere senza di lei e il passato dimenticare, mai più quegli occhi belli vedrò. Crederle davvero non potrei, lei non ricorda più questo amor. Perché ritornasse dovrò soffrire, sarà meglio vivere senza di lei e il passato dimenticare, mai più quegli occhi belli vedrò.
Che fai, dove vai, niente? Lo sai che ti vuole ancora, 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 ancora. Dove vai, niente? Che dormi ti vuole ancora. Solo lei ti mette la febbre.
That's John Foster taking a little Ray Charles and putting a little marinara sauce all over it. Now, one of the great legends of American songbook is, of course, Perry Como. And one of his biggest hits, it's actually his biggest hit, It's Impossible, was originally a Spanish song. It was adapted in 1970 by Sid Wayne, who was an Elvis contributor. But instead of giving the song to Elvis, who did record it later on in this Vegas act, he gave it to Perry Como. And that turned into one of the biggest hits sent around the world. But years later, Andrea Bocelli returned the favor back to Somos Novios with Christina Aguilera.
Somos novios, pues los dos sentimos mutuo amor profundo. Y con eso ya ganamos lo más grande de este mundo. Nos amamos, nos besamos, como novios nos deseamos, y hasta a veces, sin motivo, sin razón, nos enojamos.
Somos novios, mantenemos un cariño limpio y puro. Como todos, procuramos el momento más oscuro.
Para hablarnos, para darnos el más dulce de los besos, recordar de qué color son los cerezos, sin hacer más comentarios, somos novios.
Oh, 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 oh.
Just impossible. Nos amamos, nos besamos, como novios nos deseamos. Y hasta a veces, sin motivo, sin razón, nos enojamos.
Sin motivo, sin razón.
Somos novios, mantenemos un cariño limpio y puro. Como todos. Procuramos el momento más oscuro para hablarnos, para darnos el más dulce de los besos, recordar de qué color son los cerezos. Sin hacer más comentarios, somos novios.
Somos novios.
Siempre novios. Somos
Kiss my heart, wax on.
all the way from Manila, Philippines. That's Gigi Delana, and the group is called Gigi Vibes. And that's just but one of the many examples of people around the world from vastly different cultures in some cases, taking our music as so inspired by our style and recreating it, repackaging it in an entirely different way. Now, I might have mentioned earlier in the show, we are here in the south of France, and a few days ago, we were invited to join with some very good friends on a beautiful boat, and we went from their home to Saint-Tropez. And now Saint-Tropez, you should know, is was originally just a nothing small port fishing town. But the greatest star of France in the 1960s, a real starlet, a sex bomb, was Brigitte Bardot. And she moved to this unheard-of little port, and it turned into what it is today. She was going there just to hide from the paparazzi. But that didn't work, because there's a law here in France that even if you own a property somewhere along the water, that land along the water belongs to all French people. It belongs to the country. So her original plan didn't work, because they camped out right on the front of her property along the water, and she had to move out years later. And that's part of the folklore that has been built around Saint-Tropez. And now, of course, it is, it's not just the playground of the rich and wealthy. The number of mega yachts that we rolled up with way more than I was able to count. Just insane wealth is on display in Saint-Tropez, like you can find maybe nowhere else in the world. We haven't been there since about 2 years, and it just continues and continues. And anyway, we were moored in the actual port, which is rare to be. And the main question when you're moored in that port is, how far are you from the restaurants? And the music is going on until 3-4 in the morning, and loud. And all of these boats are subjected to that music. Luckily, all that music is American music. In the middle of Saint-Tropez, you can't find a French song if you paid for it, and there's people paying a lot of money over there, but it's all American music. So that town, Saint-Tropez, became forever associated with Brigitte Bardot, and when it comes to the French having a complete infatuation with the American style, it's incredible how infatuated, I would say, more than any other country. And it's that same love hate, you know. They hate us at the same time they love us, the just same way that we do with them. But they are infatuated with all things American, and it certainly doesn't exclude our motorcycles. And so this is Brigitte Bardot delivering to the French public that American brand. Harley Davidson.
Je n'ai besoin de personne en Harley Davidson. Je ne reconnais plus personne en Harley Davidson. J'appuie sur le starter et voici que je quitte la terre. J'irai peut-être au paradis, mais dans un train d'enfer. Je n'ai besoin de personne en Harley Davidson. Je ne reconnais plus personne en Harley Davidson. Et si je meurs demain, c'est que elle était mon destin. Je tiens bien moins à la vie qu'à mon terrible engin. Je ne reconnais plus personne en Harley.
How's that for a French attempt to capture our American style with motorcycles? Personally, I'll admit it, I don't see it. But if you see the video, then I see it. This is the video of Brigitte Bardot and carrying on top of the motorcycle. And it's let's just call it eye candy. But she's basically saying in the song she doesn't know or see anybody if they're not with their Harley Davidson. So now let's come with me. We're going to fly from France all the way to Korea. That's right, Korea. You were just with me in the Philippines, and we heard Gigi DeLana. Well, not very far from there, Korea, there's a young lady, and her name is So Yang. And she captures, I think beautifully, Simon and Garfunkel. This is So Yang, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Oh, for kissing while we listen to soft guitars. How are you fixed for someone to watch the rain with, to stroll down the lane with, for someone to just go a little insane with? How are you fixed for memories, memories that shine so bright? If we let fancy take us, we could make us a few tonight. How are you fixed for someone who fits your arm like a glove? Hey, tell me, baby, how are you fixed for love? How are you fixed for moonlight? How are you fixed for stars? How are you fixed for kissing while we dig those wild guitars? How are you fixed for someone to sit and tan with, to worry and plan with, for someone to dine right out of a can with? How are you fixed for memories, memories that glow so bright? If we let you could rock us, we could knock us a few tonight. How are you fixed for someone who fits your arm like a glove? Hey, tell me, baby, how are you fixed for? Tell me, baby, how are you fixed for? Tell me, baby, how are you fixed for love?
Frank Sinatra. One of his funnest songs, in my opinion. I love that song. There's a great video of him that's actually a live performance that you can see online on a YouTube clip. That is just fabulous. That's him at his most authentic. Now, sticking with the ultra-American style that Frank represents, one of the greatest classic rock bands, in my opinion, is the Eagles. And their single from 1977, Hotel California, has, of course, made it around the world. It is one of the biggest songs in history, and certainly the biggest for them. But this song has been in the number one position on several international charts. And really, as if you know the song, you know that it really comes down to that guitar battle going on towards the end. And the greatest guitar warriors that could be argued would be the Gypsy Kings. And in 1991, the Gypsy Kings went to a Paris studio, and they produced this version with a much more flamenco feeling. And I think it's fabulous. My wife and I, when we perform almost anywhere in the world, we include this almost every night. And incredible example, a place that we performed for 5 years here in the south of France in the mountains near Saint-Paul-de-Vence. It actually went in as part of our contract that we needed to start every night with Hotel California, the acoustic version. But this is the Gypsy Kings.
Por el camino del desierto, el viento me despeina, suelo aroma de colita, nubada en la del aire. Ella de lo lejos, una luz en tela, la idea de mezcal, te vi por en la noche. Ella estaba a la entrada y la campana ya sonar y me dijo ya mi mimo que topado del cielo. Ella enciende una vela y nuestra de camino. Soy vos el corredor y yo te dije diciendo: he venido del California, such a lovely place, such a lovely place. Bienvenido del California, such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely place. Cuando va en el patio, perfuma de verano. Hay que verla para recordar y otra para olvidar. Le pide el capitán que sirva el vino y me dijo: no, amor, tenido el talcón. Desde sentí de nueve la voz que llamando desde yo a despertar. La noche para decir: bienvenido a California. Such a lovely place,
such a lovely place,
such a lovely place. Bienvenido a California. Such a lovely place,
such a lovely place,
such a lovely place.
El espejo en el techo, champaña en el hielo. Y ella dijo: somos todos prisioneros. Y a los cuatro principales hace sus siestas. Ataca a la bestia con sus puñales, pero no logra matar.
Mi último recuerdo, corearse de la puerta. Debía encontrar el camino por donde había llegado. El achérrico portero, con eso no recibir. Puede salir cuando quiere, pero nunca de partir. Bienvenido a California, such a lovely place,
such a lovely place,
such a lovely place. Bienvenido a California, such a lovely place,
such a lovely place,
such a lovely place.
Gypsy Kings, 1991. That version was eventually featured in the movie The Big Lebowski, that you might remember. But that's a fantastic version. The Gypsy Kings does so many great interpretations of American songs. And it's ironic because it goes back and forth. Here we've got the Eagles doing Hotel California, and that is an inspiration to the Gypsy Kings from France. And they go and they introduce this version, and that influences the Eagles themselves, and they do an acoustic version in 1994, 3 years later. That is far more flamenco than the original. So it's an incredible thing how our American style makes it all the way around the world and then comes back to us slightly different. A terrific example of crossover would be the many stars that go from one genre of music to another. A great example would be the incredibly fabulous, I love him, Willie Nelson, who recently told people that his favorite singer his entire life was Frank Sinatra. And it was later found out that Sinatra said the same about Willie Nelson. And they eventually did gigs together in Las Vegas, working at the Golden Nugget. But this is his salute, Willie Nelson's tribute to Frank Sinatra. This is just a few years ago, 2018. This is a great, very poignant version of Frank Sinatra's My Way by Willie Nelson.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and I spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. Think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, not me, I did it my way. For what is man, what has he got, if not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. And did it my way.
That's our show. Many thanks to Dick Robinson, Tim Reaver, Charlie Shapiro, Mike McGann, Angela Manfredi, and the whole Legends Radio family. It's a pleasure for me to be here and put these songs together for you. I hope you join me again next week. Somewhere in the south of France or Italy, we'll take you along with us. And don't forget, send me an email, international@legendsradio.com, international@legendsradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. Sleep warm.